Today's podcast is purely educational and meant for objective and impartial analysis. Grand Rising, y'all. I'm Isla Awesome. I like to dissect pop culture topics and connect them to ethical concepts. I'm grateful to have y'all tune in to this metaphorical, pragmatic, cheesy space cake I'm baking today in this week's episode of Existential Star Stuff.
Today, we'll be speaking to John Reno and discussing some awesome and not so awesome experiences as a photojournalist rocket photographer for spaceflightnews.org. Thank you so much for joining us today, John.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really awesome to be here and to talk about what I do.
So, from a culture stance, how is it like working as a rocket photographer?
It's an incredible culture of like-minded nerds. I worked in live music for years, which is highly competitive and exclusive, but with rockets, everyone is wholesome and excited to be there. There's a saying we all enjoy, space is for everyone, and pretty much all of us take that to heart.
Can you provide an idea of what your day in the life looks like?
Really good question. It's a lot of chaos. I usually show up about 2 hours before setup so I can check my gear and assemble things. We leave cameras out on the pad for 12 to 48 hours, so everything needs to be well prepared or we won't get our shots. To get to the pad, we either take a bus or drive our cars in a convoy. Once we get to the pad, it's a race against the clock. I always plan my shots in advance so my settings are ready when I get there. My cameras use a sound trigger. They wait on standby for a loud noise and just start snapping. They also need to be weatherproof, so I seal them inside a garbage bag and pin them to the ground with stakes so they don't get blown over. For the launch, we are about 2 miles away. I set up several cameras, both photo and video. The sound and energy of the rocket are incredible. It shakes you in your gut. It's the most exhilarating feeling in the world. So we pack up and head back to the launch pad to pick up our cameras, hope we get the shots that we wanted, and then I spend the next few days editing as many good photos as possible.
What are some limitations you find with your work, and how do you see your organization fixing it?
Well, Isla, obviously besides never having enough money for gear and travel, the most significant limitation is time. Wallops in Virginia is one of the facilities I shoot at, and they definitely keep that in mind. But at other facilities like the ULA launches at Cape Canaveral, we're all scrambling to finish. We make mistakes when we don't have enough time to get everything right. Bumping a tripod even slightly can ruin a shot, and not checking settings can destroy an image.
How do you contribute to the active changes? What are some of your best practices?
It's kind of a cultural joke that we need more time for setup. We all do. There are representatives from the facilities who are half tour guides to answer questions and half security guards from keeping us from wandering into secure areas. We are always respectful, but we always ask them for more time, knowing that they can't let us. But it's a problem we've all faced for decades. We're not the stars of the show. We're lucky to even be there. Hopefully someday we can convince the launch providers to give us some more time, but in the meantime, we will keep advocating for it.
Excellent. Are there any suggestions for prospective rocket photographers that you might have?
Great question. I love it. I hope more people get excited about this. My advice would be to go to launches and shoot. Do not wait. Just go. You can go to the visitor center or a nearby beach, bring a camera, take photos, and just soak it in. Keep pushing and the opportunities will come. Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Thank you for taking the time to answer my questions. That's all the time we have today. Please feel free to check out spaceflightnews.org for upcoming NASA launches and see all the wonderful work they share with the community. This is your host, Isla Awesome, signing off. Forever grateful to you listening in. Stay safe and stay golden.